guys, welcome to another episode of the Sacred Cocoon podcast. This is Lottie and I will be your host today. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much for being so patient with me in waiting for this episode to go up. I know I said last week that it would be up on time again next week, and then I, promptly didn't do that. So I'm sorry about that. I was out yesterday, and there is one place that I could go to record an episode when I'm in public, but honestly, I just don't have the guts to do it. Or at least not yet. Yeah, it makes me very self-conscious, and then I feel like it wouldn't really flow very well. So I can do it when I'm with someone else, but just not by myself yet. So I apologize about that. But I was out of the house, so I couldn't record an episode yesterday. And then I also want to apologize ahead of time in case you hear my cats playing or some rustling. For whatever reason, and I've heard that this is common with other people's pets too, whenever I'm like recording or doing a reading or any kind of thing like that with my work, all my animals are just instantly like they need to be right there playing and being as loud as possible. I don't know if it's like the energy or something that's created, but I don't know what it is. Honestly, I have no idea. But yeah, you might hear them in the background. It might not. They might not make any noise now that I said that. But just in case, I want to make you aware. I want to let you know. All right, so continuing on the episodes where we're focusing on tarot, today I want to talk to you guys about reading reversals. So all things, or as many things as I can think of, because I'm sure I forget some, about tarot reversals. So, to start off, what is a tarot reversal, or what are reversals in tarot? So, basically, the idea behind a reversal is that it's just one of the cards being pulled upside down. And how this happens is when you shuffle the deck, if you riffle it, or, wash it, or however you do it, and you mix them all up, you're probably going to get some cards that are upright and some that are reversed or upside down. And I've been doing research recently because I'm going to be starting to teach tarot classes soon. So I've been doing a lot of research on, so that I can get all my facts straight, and especially like history and all of that kind of thing. And I was reading that when you flip cards, you should flip them left to right or right to left, because if you flip them up or down, like turn them over from the bottom or the top, you'll kind of, you could reverse the cards and get a different meaning. So, I mean, there's that. You know what? I feel like a lot of tarot rules is just, it's like whatever feels good to you, whatever feels right. If you want to flip them up and down, go ahead. I've done both and had accurate readings with both, so I think it's fine either way. But I do understand what they were saying. This was in Liz Dean's oh gosh, I've just forgotten the book now. I've just forgotten the name of the book. It's one of her new ones and it's gorgeous. The cover is like hardcover and it's like bluish. This is not helping me with the title. I should find out. I'll find out. But yeah, Liz Dean, which I'm really enjoying it, but yeah, I think you can do either way that you like. But if you flip left to right or right to left when you turn the cards over, you won't be kind of like reversing them from what they were going to be. But all that said, yeah, sometimes you'll end up with some cards that are upside down, maybe. You know, in readings, sometimes you'll get people that won't get any reversals, and sometimes you'll get people that get all reversals. So I'm going to talk about like how I handle that too. But one of the big questions with tarot that people tend to have is, do I have to read with reversals, and how do I read with reversals? So first of all, do you have to read with reversals? No, I don't think that you do. And some people aren't going to agree with that, and that's fine. It's like, if you want to read with reversals, you go ahead. But I don't think that they're necessarily integral to giving a good reading. I think what people kind of fight against when they say that, oh yeah, you should include reversals or you should read them, is that sometimes there's this tendency to like try and sugarcoat a reading. And I think sometimes people think that, oh, if I don't read reversals, that won't happen, like I won't have to give a harder reading, which is just not true at all. Because if you look at some of the cards, like, you know, the Eight of Swords, the Five of Cups, the heck, even like the Tower or something, you know, whether or not there's, for one, whether or not they're reversed, you still have to give the message that's coming through with them, and there's a reason that those cards turned up. And then the other thing is, some cards like the Eight of Swords or the Five of Cups can actually be more positive, potentially, when they are reversed than when they're not. So reversals, I think people think they're all automatically like the negative side of that card, and I don't agree with that, because I think if you, say, reverse a card that maybe has, like, a difficult message when it's upright, like that Eight of Swords, when you get the Eight of Swords reversed, or at least when I see that in a reading, I think of it as that those bindings are kind of falling off the person. The swords are falling out, they're coming away. The Ten of Swords is a good example of that, you know? If you turn that card around and it's upside down, and the swords are hanging downwards rather than, you know, pointed into the man's back, then they can fall out. Like, things can begin to change, things can begin to heal. So it's like with reversals, you definitely don't just get positive if they're all upright, and you don't just get negative if they're all reversed. So that leads me to the point that I really want to encourage people to be intuitive when they're reading and to really like trust your intuition, trust the information that you're getting. Because really, I think whenever you, whatever card you get and whatever position you get, you will get intuitive information about what that card means. And it's going to mean something different for every single person that you read for. And so I think there, you know, reversals and uprights, I think, can help, because it can kind of help to show, like, which angle are we looking at this message from. But I don't think that it necessarily, like, hems you in to say, oh, this is only this aspect of it. You know, you could get something like the Sun, even, which is traditionally thought of as a very positive card, and it's illumination, and it's innocence tends to come up with this, and growth, things like that. But, you know, the flip side of the Sun, or the shadow side, whatever you want to call it, is if you get the Sun and you don't have any rain, you're going to get burnt, scorched plants, they're not going to grow, you get drought, you know, too much of a good thing, if you want to put it that way. Like, all cards are an energy, and they're an archetype, and so they can go both ways. They're very fluid, they're not just this one thing or this one thing. Everything is like a balance and a kind of blending, and they go back and forth. And so reversals could help you to kind of hone in on, okay, what am I looking at? You know, am I looking at the Sun upright, which could be, you know, success and growth and happiness and joy, you know, probably. Or am I looking at the Sun reversed, which could be, you know, I tend to think of the Sun reversed as sometimes not being able to see, or feeling like the struggle with being able to see their own growth, with being able to, like, feel connected to happiness and joy. Like, sometimes the Sun reversed will come up in a reading where someone is struggling with depressive kind of feelings and things like that. But I think they, you know, I could get the Sun upright and still get that feeling and still give that message and say, look, I'm kind of like feeling that there's something going on here where you feel disconnected from this feeling, and you want to feel that feeling, but you're not feeling connected to it right now. And that's, you know, informed by the other cards in the reading and what's going on around that card. So I would say that, yeah, reversals, they can definitely help. I do read with reversals because I do find them useful and helpful, but I don't think that you necessarily have to read with them if you don't want to. And that can be for whatever reason. You know, some people might not feel comfortable with reversals because of the idea of it, and then, you know, you do you, read however you feel is best for however your gift works for you, because there's so many different types of readers and we all read slightly differently. So if you don't want to read reversals because you don't like them, then I'm sure there's people out there who really resonate with that and they would do best with that kind of reader. Or if you do want to read reversals, you know, yeah, go ahead. If you don't want to read reversals because they are confusing to you, that's also fine. I was thinking about this recently because when I'm doing a reading for someone that's sitting across the table from me, I like to have it that they're across the table, so like they're sitting like perpendicular, is that right? God, opposite of me, you know. And so what happens is when we turn the cards over, I'm reading the cards upside down, basically. If something looks upright to me, it means it's reversed because it's upside down to them, and vice versa. If it's reversed to me, that means it's upright to them. So I read the cards upside down, which is, you know, I've been reading a long time, and I do it all the time, so it's not a problem. But I realize that can be kind of confusing for people. If you're looking at cards and you're trying to figure out, like, which way around is this, and then you're trying to read it for someone else. And I have had clients where they've been sat opposite and I've started reading and realized halfway through, oh man, I've messed this up because I'm reading them the wrong way around. And honestly, usually the message is completely fine anyway because of the intuitive, like, message giving. So whatever was coming through needed to come through, and it doesn't really matter essentially what the cards were doing. But I have had that happen, and that does come from that reading upside down thing. So I'm not saying that to be like, oh, look at me, I'm so good at reading, I can read upside down. But, you know, if you're reading and you're reading opposite someone and you're going to use reversals, then yeah, you're going to have to figure out, like, which way around which card is. And yeah. Also, sometimes reading reversals can, I feel like it can kind of disconnect the client from the reading, or just make the reading not as engaging because they're trying to look at an image which is very expressive upside down. You know, like if we pull together that Five of Cups, but then you're looking at it upside down and I'm giving you the reading and saying this is why it's upside down, then your brain has to do kind of that work to figure it out, and it doesn't come quite as naturally, the reaction to it, or maybe even being able to fully, like, understand it as when it's the right way around. So sometimes reading for other people, you might choose not to use reversals because it's just easier to explain things. And, you know, if you trust in that, the intuitive message is going to come through and you're going to get the right message regardless of which way around the cards are, then it doesn't matter, essentially. And then what else is there? Some decks are not reversible. That's another thing. Some decks, you know, the card backs of a lot of decks are made so that they're basically a mirrored image, so you can't tell which way around the card is. And that makes it easy to read reversals because you don't know if the card is upright or reversed when you're shuffling. But some decks, and more decks now that I find, especially like a lot of indie decks, they don't have reversible backs. I don't think any of my cards have reversible backs either. I mean, I've only released Oracle cards so far, and Oracle cards, you don't tend to, at least in my experience, don't usually read reversed. I actually do read some of mine reversed, so again, that's not set in stone. But yeah, there's more and more decks that are coming out that don't have reversible backs. So either then what happens is, you know, you're shuffling and some are reversed, but you know they're reversed, or you just don't read the reversals. So again, it doesn't necessarily impact the meaning of the reading. And I think then from the other point of view of that, sometimes people find that it does impact the reading because they are going off the cues of whether it's reversed or not and how they're interpreting it. And what I mean by that is, because I feel like that just sounds like a bunch of nothing, is, you know, if I get the sun upright, then I'm going to assume that it's the upright meaning. And then if I get it reversed, I'm going to assume it's the reverse meaning, and I'm going to go off that. And that's it. So some people will read like that, and they'll only read the position that it is. Which is also fine. That's another way that you can do it. It's not how I read, because I honestly, I think I just check out slightly when I'm reading, or I go somewhere else, I don't know, because I feel like guides pass a lot of messages kind of through me, so that's, I think, not necessarily a super common way to read. I don't really know. but it works for me anyway, so it's fine. but yeah, so that's a couple things about reversals, and why you might read with them, you might not. Do you have to read with them or not? I think to sum that up, no, you don't have to read with them. You can read with them if you want to, if they resonate with you. But I don't think it necessarily makes it a better or worse reading if you do or don't read with reversals. So when I come back after the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about what happens if you had to think of it then. What happens if you draw all reversals, and whether or not you should or can flip reversals or not. All right. About what tarot reversals are, what reverse cards are, whether you have to use them. I think I mentioned, you know, whether you should, and you know by now that I hate the word should. and I have said, just to recap, that you don't have to, in my opinion, you don't have to read with them. You can use them or not. Reading with them or not doesn't necessarily make a reading positive or negative. All cards have positive and negative aspects to them. And yeah, basically do whatever you want. So now we're going to talk about a little bit further about reversals. So what happens, for example, if you get all reverse cards, and can you flip reverse cards? So can you turn them around? Can you choose to turn them around? So what happens if you get all reverse cards? And I feel like I probably don't have to disclaim this anymore, but just in case, obviously everything in this is just my own experience, my own feelings about things. You know, you can do things, really, I want to emphasize, read however you want. This, I hope, just is helpful. You know, if you're looking for advice on reading, then I hope this is helpful to you, but please don't feel like I'm like laying down the law and you have to do it this way, because that's not the case at all. But if you get all reversals, this does happen. Sometimes, you know, someone shuffles and there's no way to know when they've just shuffled and you're about to pull the cards, how many of those cards are reversed and how many are upright. There's no way to know that. Or maybe there is probability. There's probably probability in there, but that's math and I don't want to do it. So anyway, basically, yeah, you know, they could shuffle that deck for like an hour and you would have no idea. I mean, I do not recommend that because that's too long. Well, you can do it, but charge for it if you're doing a professional reading. I don't usually charge when people are shuffling, but if they're going to shuffle for like an hour, that's fine. You take an hour, but I'm going to charge for the hour. Anyway, that's a completely different point. But all that to say, you have no idea of knowing exactly how many cards of those are reversed or upright. So they could turn over however many cards and they're all reversed. You know, they're all upside down. Now, there's two ways that you could go about this. You could read them as all reversed and then, you know, trust your intuition to guide you and lead you. With reversals, I usually explain to people how I see reversals. So the way that I read reversals is in two ways. Either one, it's an energy that's kind of blocked, kind of funky right now, needs some work. We're currently working on it and it will be turned around. Or it's sometimes things in the past will be reversed. Like, it's like they're fading out of influence in the person's life and they'll be reversed. Sometimes they are reversed because they're kind of reversing the meaning, which, like I said earlier, doesn't necessarily mean that they give the card a bad meaning. Like, if you get that Eight of Swords, that reverse is usually quite positive, in my experience. So I usually just try and explain those reversals real quick to people, because something that happens is people tend to be kind of scared of reversals, because they do have that idea that it's going to be super negative and it's going to be bad, like reversals are bad. And that's not the case. So I like to kind of put people at ease and tell them a little bit about like how I'm going to read that reversal. Sometimes you'll get the future things will be reversed too, because you're still working on it. You're still going towards it. You haven't got there yet. So it's not fully formed. And so it's reversed. You're still building it. Like, things that are still building sometimes will come up as reversed to me. So that's the thing. Sometimes people can be kind of scared of reversals. And if they're all reversed, it's like even more. They're like, whoa, why are they all upside down? What's going on? You know? What I do a lot of the time is, if every card is reversed, I just go ahead and turn them around. I do turn them around, I flip them, because I feel like if every single card is reversed, they're not supposed to be reversed, and I can't really explain that. Like, I've had people, some people, honestly, most people, I don't even mention the reversal, I just go ahead and turn it around, but some people are like, why are you turning it around? And honestly, I'm like, I don't know, it just feels right to me. There are some people that prefer you to read them all reversed, because that's how they came out, and then you can go ahead and do that. You know, it's like, you kind of just go with the flow on that. But yeah, personally, if they're all reversed and they're all upside down, I do turn them around, because I'm going off that first idea. I think that maybe they're all upside down. I have no idea. Maybe we're just turning them and they've all come up upside down, and then that's not, I kind of feel like it's not really that helpful. And then I just flip them around so they're upright, and then kind of keep in mind that they probably have aspects of the reversal playing in, or maybe they're right in the middle and that's why they got all those reversals, you know. So that's one way you can do it. So what was I saying, like, can you flip them, should you flip them? You can. Again, I don't like should. But again, I don't think it really necessarily affects the reading if you go ahead and flip them around, if it just doesn't feel right. That's what I would go with. Feel it out, see how it feels. Does it feel like they should be reversed? Then keep them reversed. Does it feel like they should all be turned around? Turn them all around. You, honestly, they're just something to trip your intuition, I think, to get messages, and they're going off archetypes. So really, I don't think there's any rules. It's not like your deck is going to kind of shut down and go, nope, you messed up. Well, some decks probably can be a little bit harsh, and they will tell you very strictly, like, yes, this is supposed to be reversed, no, this is not supposed to be reversed, whatever. And then if you flip someone, when the deck or your intuition basically has told you, no, that's how it's supposed to be, then you'll get that cold reading, because you've gone against your intuition. But there's no rule that says if you don't like the feeling of something, you have to stick with it. You can pull cards again, you can turn them around, you can do whatever. It's just a tool. It's, they don't control things. They don't have this thing of like, you have to do it this way. Because I think some people think the cards in some way are like controlling the reading, and I do think that cards have personality for definitely sure. But I don't think you get that, or don't let them control you. You're in control. You're doing the reading. You know, if you're really not vibing with it and you're really not liking it, just put it down and come back to it. Like, you don't have to go with that reading. If you get a feeling for whatever reason that it's not as it's supposed to be, then put it down. And I mean, there's a difference there between seeing a message that you didn't want to see, but feeling and knowing that it's right, versus this makes no sense, which is something I talked about last week, or this just doesn't feel right and I'm not sure why, it feels kind of funky, not sure why. You know, leave it alone, put it down, cleanse your deck if you want to, whatever, but you don't have to go with the reading. But yeah, to go back to, as always I'm rambling, but to go back to the reversals, I think you absolutely can turn them around whatever way you want. And you don't have to read them. You don't have to do reversals if you don't want to. Let me see if there was anything else that was coming up around reversals. I wanted to touch on the oracle cards real briefly. I think this is just going to be a slightly shorter episode, which honestly is nice because I talk a lot. and sometimes it's nice not to. But oracle cards. So oracle cards, I find, tend to have non-reversible bats more often because oracle cards are not traditionally made to be reversible. And, you know, when I think about it, it's like, I'm not entirely sure why that is, because if you can read tarot cards reversed, you can read oracle reversed, because they're both like an intuitive tool, and they're both, you know, you can interpret the meaning of them in different ways. So why can't you reverse oracle cards? So yeah, I think you can read them reversed, and some decks will lend themselves more towards being reversible than others. You know, some decks, if you get a deck that's like an affirmation deck, then, you know, reversing that, probably, I don't know, I wouldn't read a deck like that reverse. I don't think you can really reverse an affirmation, whereas a card that's a deck that's slightly more shadowy maybe, or deals with darker themes, like, for example, like the Oracle of the Moon, or is it Goddess? Why am I bad with names? Goddess of the Moon Oracle, I think. It's the one that's by Stacey DeMarco. That one reads really well reversed sometimes. So, like, yeah, that goes down to the personality and the feeling of the deck. But you can read those reversed. I think, as always, and with everything, just trust your intuition, trust your gut feeling of what's coming up for you. What does it feel like is the right thing for you to do? And don't feel constrained. You will find that oracle decks, the guides that come with them, usually won't feature reversed meanings because, yeah, like I said, for whatever reason, they're not made to be read reversed. But, you know, just don't what am I trying to say? You would have to come up with your own meaning, basically. Like, a lot of tarot books will have the reverse meaning because there is the tradition of reading tarot reverse, whereas oracle, you don't have that tradition, so you would be going intuitively completely. You wouldn't have something to kind of guide what the reversal means. But I think readings, honestly, when you get that flow of being able to interpret them without necessarily having to look at the book first, they get an easier flow to them anyway. So you're going to end up doing that regardless. You're going to end up making up or intuiting your own meanings from a card that aren't in the guidebook anyway. So I would try not to worry about that too much. You know, if you're someone who feels still that you need the guidebook, then, you know, probably don't read reversals with oracle because it's probably not going to be in there. But even having said that, you could look at the upright meaning of the card and then flip things around if that's what it feels like, oh, if this is reversed, then it's showing me that those qualities are flipped, so I'm gonna look at it and then think, what are the opposite qualities to what's in the book? So you can still do it, you just have to kind of, you know, it's maybe not written out for you, and it's completely fine if you're still using the guidebook for things. It's completely fine if you use the guide for anything, like deck, oracle, whatever. But yeah, if you're still going by the guide a lot, I probably wouldn't read reversals with that. And then I want to say real quick too, before I finish up, some guidebooks, their descriptions suck. and I'm looking at you, La Scarabeo, because your guidebooks usually suck, or at least the little white books for La Scarabeo. I do not like them. But yeah, this tends to be older decks. Usually now deck creators are paying a lot more attention and they're like really personalizing the guidebooks, so this isn't so much of a problem with the newer decks, but like the older decks tend to have these really generic meanings, like, that don't necessarily reflect the card. Like, I think the Rider-Waite-Smith is like this, and they're like traditional older decks, they're like, oh yeah, this is this, and then reverse it's this, and you're looking at it and going, that makes no sense to me, that doesn't feel like that at all. So honestly, the guidebooks for some decks are so unhelpful in my experience, that you're probably going to get just as good, if not better, messages without the guidebook anyway. Don't feel like because the guide comes with it, you have to use it, because some of them just are not, they're not good. Like, I remember the guidebook for my first out, the Tower of a Moon Garden. It's that guidebook is just, it just sucks. Like, it doesn't go into anything about personal about the cards. It's just like, it's like they transpose the original meaning from the first guidebook that was completely different art onto this art that it didn't make sense. And it's little white books shaking my fist. But anyway, I think I'm gonna close it there now, for now, and go and have a cup of tea, because I'm English and I need one. I haven't had one today, and that's just wrong. So I'm sending you so much love. I will be back next week, hopefully on Tuesday, maybe on Wednesday, aiming for Tuesday. Sending you so much love. Bye now.